All right, Tommy, introduce a girl.
It's that time. It's Carla Farrell with What Reality Update.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Okay, Shirley. So here we go. We're going to talk about Real Housewives of Potomac. So the ladies are back from their trip in Portugal, and Karen is planning her big wig line, the lunch party that's going on. And Karen is making boss moves, but she's still working on her marriage to her husband, Ray. And did you see the bubble bath scene?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was a little much. She was taking a romantic bubble bath. And Karen from the Real Housewives of Potomac.
The Grand Dame.
The Grand Dame.
Yeah, and she's married to an older gentleman, Steve, so she was in the bubble bath waiting for him to come upstairs. It would have took him a long time to get up them stairs.
Wait, who is this old ass dude?
That's her husband.
Well, how old is he?
Is he
in his 70s?
Because
I think she's in her 50s, and 50. They're like 20 years apart.
20 years apart,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so anyway, it was cute. They were she's trying to rekindle things in our marriage. They've been having some issues, and, you know, they tried to get romantic, and then Ray closed the door, shut out the cameras, so they can have their little moment. Anyway, so that's
that. So they was in the
hot tub? No, bathtub, just a regular bathtub in the bathroom at the house.
Seven or something in that tub, I know.
Wait, what, Junior? What?
You know good and hell well some Epsom salt there. Now he just went in the tub at 70. Hell no. He closed that door so that Epsom salt getting them joints. That's why
he's in shape, Junior.
Yeah, I don't give a damn what he is, but that Epsom salt was in there.
It was for a purpose.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Let's get to it. Wendy. She decided to tell her mom, you know, Wendy's from Nigeria, her mom's Nigerian as well, that she does not want to be a professor at John Hopkins University anymore. And her mom was like, nah, you need to keep doing that. So Wendy was a little uptight about that, but she finally gave in and decided to support her daughter and let her daughter pursue her dreams and to be a political commentator, and that's what she's starting to do right now anyway. So she has her mother's support. Giselle had a family photo shoot set up and scheduled, but Pastor Jamal Bryant missed the photo shoot due to delayed flights, international flight schedule and everything. And Giselle was disappointed, but she didn't really show it. She didn't really express it at all. So the girls, the kids, I don't know, some little issues with this, with Giselle getting back with their dad. I don't know, the daughters are just not all the way on board. Did you get that, Shirley? It's just, it's a weird feeling.
Right, he hurt their mom, so, you know, so they're very protective over her.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So moving on to the wig party, Monique was not invited, even that's what Karen told the ladies in Portugal, but she actually was invited. She showed up to the party early, and then Karen rushed her at the party, hurry up, told her to go.
She let the girl get
a glass of champagne. Dang.
That was funny, yeah.
Yeah, she rushed her out the party because she knew Candace and the other ladies were coming. The course of drama started when they showed up because Ashley told the ladies that Monique was actually invited to the party and she was actually there earlier. So the Grand Dame was not having problems and drama at her wig lunch party, so she left the party. She left the party that she was hosting. And she left the girls there because she was not having it. So there you go. Real Housewives of Potomac. We'll get to the season finale next week. Real Housewives of Atlanta is coming back this Sunday. The ladies of the ATL, they will be back on Sunday night. And get ready. We will update you next week on my favorite reality dating show, Ready to Love. Hosted by nephew Tommy. We're going to get all the tea. Tommy going to tell us everything next week.
Yes.
So there you go. You can follow me at Lips by Carla on the gram, Twitter, all of that social media. We'll talk about all of your favorite reality shows. What you got, Shirley?
All right, thank you, Carla. Coming up, more of today's trending stories on the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after the hour. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.